Shall we call it woman?
Woman, no. Doesn't look much like one.
It does. I think it's a very beautiful painting. And it's travelling now, you know, in the Aspects exhibition.
Yes, I know.
It's dated 1939, and you
That's
mentioned
right.
that it was shown in that first exhibition
yes.
one. And from there it went into the Evatt collection.
Yes.
And we acquired it from the Evatt collection.
They acquired it. The Canberra acquired it from the Evatt collection.
That's right, yes. At that stage in 1939, had you begun working on a completely abstract
work? I was just beginning.
Uh-huh.
Through Paulson's influence, that was one influence.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing was that in 1937, the school at 215 George Street closed. So I lost the big room. And it was at my place, it was not so good to pose a model, a nude model. So those two influences. And gradually from this, I began to paint completely abstract. See, like these things
yes,
here.
Yes.
There's one in the corridor that is a bit like this.
Yes, I remember it from last visit. So that the complete abstract began around about 1940 or 41.
Yes, I should say so.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to check on the
Yes, but it was around about that period. This was towards the end of your really figurative period.
Yes, this is.
Yes.
And Borson had a show which he put on at Anthony Horden's in 1941, which was completely non-objective, you know. And that gave me a tremendous lift.
That must have been the first non-objective show
it
in
was,
Australia.
I believe, so far as it's never been contradicted.
No. Compared to earlier works in your figurative style, this seems much freer in approach, say, compared to works like that, which are more...
This one?
Yes. Is more forcibly architecturally modelled, and this one seems to be much freer in the way you've applied the paint.
Oh, yes, I agree with that. I painted that the portrait of Gwen Ridley in 1930, or was it 1931? Anyway, I sent it in to the Archibald, and it was hung, but they didn't get the prize. Fizel saw it.
Yes.
And I think that is one reason why he wanted to meet me when we came back, when I came back from abroad. I came back in 1930, and according to what I understand from your book, he came back in 1931.
But was it a deliberate attempt to move from the more architectural type of treatment in this picture?
Yes, it was. I found that it was difficult for me because I had been tremendously interested in the figure in itself. And anatomically interested.
The structure of the forms.
Yes, the structure of the human figure absolutely fascinated me.
Yes.
So I guess I paid more attention to that sort of thing than any of the other students in the Sydney Art when I was there. We had the skeleton and the anatomical figure, and I'd trot along to the museum and make drawings there and that sort of thing.
I was tremendously interested.
Then, of course, when I went abroad under André Lhote, I had to he knocked me to pieces.
I see. Yeah.
For a while. Then, in the end, he told me I was one of his best students.
So that background of training was useful after all.